Right in the middle of that, they moved in and started working in this neighborhood and started a kids club in one of these terrible neighborhoods. And immediately people who thought that they didn't have any gifts or skills to offer these children were pushed right into the deep end. People who said, hey, I'll help out and maybe do some snacks, ended up teaching a lesson on the first day. That was 26 years ago, and they seem to keep that same model alive. We work group people who show up are welcome to be a part of so much of what's happening down there. And you realize pretty quickly that nobody's going to do the work for you. Nobody's going to take you by the hand. They will hand you important tasks and expect you to go for it. What you're going to hear in the next couple minutes is stories from our students, ways that they were changed, people that they met, things that they did and saw. And hopefully, there's a little bit of what happened in their lives that you can see. Later on, we'll show you some slides downstairs, but hopefully these stories will translate just a little piece of what happened to us as we spent 2 weeks in Camden. We are so grateful for this experience, and we hope that it comes through in these stories. So that's enough from me. You'll know the stories are done when Sarah finishes. She's going to get our final word. And one last word about her. My two faithful young adult leaders, Sarah and Simon. Simon couldn't be here today because of work. My two faithful young adult leaders are also two of the most introverted people I've ever known in my life. And I dragged them to Camden, New Jersey, and we lived in little dorm rooms. And we spent days and days and hours together. And a testament to their enormous hearts and their passion and their love for these teenagers is that I was just so grateful to have them there. Even as I watched them push to the max. Introverts, you know what I mean. People. I think we blew a few, or I guess we flew through a few switches here and there. But with a little bit of time to decompress and come back together. I just want to take this one, Simon, you're not here. God bless you. But Sarah, I want to say thank you for being my right hand and my left hand and having my back and being such a great leader down there. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
All right, so Jeremy had mentioned that the group here came as a work group this summer. They spent 2 weeks in Camden, New Jersey, but I sort of came a little bit earlier, paved the path in a way. I went as a summer intern, so as Jeremy had said, we were sort of thrown into the work. We were told that we would be working at these day camps, just helping out, supporting the work that was going on. Me and a group of four other college-age students ended up running camps all summer. We ended up teaching four classes every single day. I taught Bible. There was recreation, arts, and then the sort of hodgepodge mixture of science and friendship building and things like that called discovery. And I feel this summer, it was 50 days, and one of the most incredible things that I honestly could have done. And everybody there, all the interns, are like, yeah, I'm a social work major. I'm a urban ministry major. And I'm like, I'm Bachelor of Commerce. What's going on? Why am I here? But thinking back on it, it makes total sense. And I realize there's so many things that I could say. You're going to hear stories about swim day, and you're going to hear about all the different classes and carnival and that sort of thing. But something that was very important that I think needs to be shared is just the effect of being there for 7 weeks and just realizing so many things about that city, because we get all the stats, everything about it, how it's just all the poverty and the crime and everything like that, and then you end up in the center of it, and you're working with this fantastic group, this non-for-profit group that is international. They're in Honduras, they're in Malawi, they are all across the States, and they were even in Vancouver for a bit, and just all the work that they do just creates this community that you realize that you probably shouldn't have gone out at 1 a.m. for that donaire in the middle of Camden, but you felt really safe doing it, and that's fine. But the thing that we noticed is Urban Promise creates such a culture that you forget about really where you're at until the children remind you. And it just seems so mundane, but then you're going through the camps and everything. Every day we had Bible class, and so I would ask the kids to pray, something they wanted to pray for. And every day I could only remember what three kids had to pray for, and guaranteed one or two of those kids would start with, can you pray for my grandmother because she passed away? Or can you pray for my sister because I don't know where she is? Or can you pray for my dad because he's not allowed to be at home anymore? And hearing this every single day from 6 or 7 year olds, and then them acting like it is the most common thing. Nobody bats an eye. And I was so surprised when I started. I was flustered hearing them say things like that and not knowing how to respond. And then I realized by, I think, the 4th or 5th week that I had just gotten used to it. And everybody in the city had just gotten used to the fact that people go missing and crime happens and families are damaged. And hitting that point of saying everyone's so aware of this, but just so mildly, nobody's really turning an eye. It's just so a part of the city of Camden and life in Camden that they've all accepted. And seeing that and knowing that I had to leave that after 7 weeks of being there and meeting all those children was probably one of the most difficult things. But there was all the good that Urban Promise does, and you are going to hear stories about it. So I will leave it at that.
So my story is about Carnival. When we got there, I'd heard that our group would be present during this thing that they were calling Carnival. Not having gone before, and a few members of our group having been there before, they seemed to know what it was, and they thought that this was really exciting. Soon I learned that that was actually really, really going to be something that was fun. So once a year, they put together exactly that, a carnival. They put together games, different fun challenges that the kids can do, just really fun stuff. And so we each had to make a game. Our group, which I was working with Simon, and I'm sorry, I forget who else I was working with, but we did Hockey Night in Camden. So basically we built a hockey net, and we put some little trophies in it, and you had to shoot a puck to hit them and knock them over. And you got some tickets for that. We gave out a lot of tickets, more than we should have, I think. But it was, like when I was saying earlier, it's a very rough area sometimes, or a lot of the time, most of the time. And these kids have very grown-up concerns often. They often have to act like adults, although they're children. Very tough kids. But it was really beautiful to see them just be able to be children there, just to be able to shoot the hockey puck into the net, get their tickets, get a prize, not have to act grown up, not have to deal with the fact that dad's missing and they know that something went down, or that mom's only there now and she's going to be the only one taking care of you, or whatnot. But it was just really, really a thing of total beauty to see these kids get to be kids. And I'm just really glad that we got to be a part of that.
So my story's about what we call Water Day. On the second week of camp, I think it was about the third last day, all the interns stayed late one night and they filled about, I think, 600 water balloons for the next day. They were pretty prepared. So we came early in the morning to camp, just like any other day, and we were all in our swimsuits ready to go, and I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, Water Day, I kind of assumed I'd be getting wet most of the day, but didn't really know what to expect. And so we got there, and it was just like the energy you only feel at Urban Promise, that kind of palpable energy in the air. You just, like, you feel it. Everybody's so excited. Everybody's having such a good time. And all day we were yelling. All day we were running around playing games in the water. And it was so good to see the kids, like, just to see them all enjoying themselves, all having a fun time, all yelling. Yeah, that's it. Thanks.
I was in Camp Peace, which was for the younger kids. And when we first got there, the very first day, I think we were all a bit nervous. For the first 5 minutes, you just kind of stood there and weren't really sure what to do. And then the kids just kind of grabbed our hands and started showing us these board games that they basically made up the rules for and just cheated so they could win every round. And it was just, like, right off the bat, they just kind of welcomed us, and we just played games for half an hour till breakfast started. And then when they were having breakfast, they would just talk to us like we were just their best friends. And I think within the first 15 minutes we were there, there's this boy named Jacob, and he told Simon that he was the best friend he'd ever had in his entire life, and we'd been there for about 15 minutes. And it was just, the kids were so amazing, and being there for 2 weeks, you really got to know them, and just to leave them was heartbreaking, but it was a really cool experience in total, and thank you so much for sending us. It was really cool.
So some of the most amazing people in Urban Promise were the staff members, the camp directors, and the people who were kind of more behind the scenes. Every morning we would have devotions with a worker there, and one morning we had it with Jodina Hicks, who pretty much started the whole program with Bruce. And she had the idea of the street leader program for all the teenagers who had finished the camps and would come back and help out. So at the end of our devotions with her, she just asked us a quick favor. And she had these two good friends who were, I think, college age, and they used to help out at Urban Promise. One boy was just a constant member. He was always there every day. We never got to see him, but the last group who went remembered him. And there was another girl who she was very close to. And both of these people were really religious and would constantly come there, and they were good members of the program. And they both left for various reasons, and she would still try and talk to them and stay in contact with them, but the boy she couldn't find anymore, and she didn't know how to call him. She didn't know where he was living, and the girl finally had texted her back the night before we talked to her and said that she didn't feel like she deserved to come, that she didn't feel like she was loved anymore, or yeah, and so she asked us to write letters to them, just that we could try and relate to them and tell them that they were still loved, that they still deserved God and people who loved them, and to come to the Urban Promise program again. So that was a really amazing time.
So I'm going to talk about swim day. Every Friday, the kids from the two camps would all, they'd be packed into these buses and vans, and then we'd drive to a pool. And there's no other word to describe this day than madness. Like, you'd be playing, and then a kid would come up to you and be like, "Can I have a ride?" And then you'd be like, "Okay." And then you'd be carrying them around, and then another one would just come and, like, jump on you. And then while you were carrying these two kids, another one would come and, like, be chasing you around the pool, and you'd have to run away from them. And everybody was, like, happy and screaming. And it was just such a beautiful sight, because they were all smiling and just the happiest people ever. And there was a, like, little food shack. And every once in a while, one of the kids would, like, get something, and then they'd share it with you, which was, a lot of them didn't bring money or whatever, so it was really nice. Yeah, so it was just the wildest thing.
I'm going to start off by saying that at the very first day we were there, we got to, like, be in this meeting kind of thing, see all the interns, meet up with Nadia and such, and me and Hannah had, like, we were there last time in Camden, and we were kind of really hoping that one of us would go back to Camp Freedom, but we didn't think both of us would get to, because, you know, we thought we'd be split up. And then at that day, we were told by Jeremy that we were going to both be in freedom. And me and Hannah ran around screaming because we were so excited. And the freedom director turned to Nadia and was like, "Why? What's wrong with them?" And Nadia was like, they're going to freedom. They just found out they're going to be in freedom." And he's like, "Oh, I'm so happy when people are happy they're going to freedom." And so being back in freedom for 2 weeks was honestly amazing. The director, Tony, just is one of the most inspiring people I've ever met. And so we were working there. And as Mira said, it was really nice being there for 2 weeks this time because we got to make those relationships so much better and stronger, and just with the street leaders and all the staff and the kids for sure. Like these two girls, Najai came late and Jeremy talked to her and stuff, and then he introduced her to me, and the entire rest of the time she would be braiding my hair only. That's all she did. And then Ajay just clung to me, and it was really, really nice. So being there for 2 weeks just made leaving really, really hard. All these kids, we just grew to love so much, and the street leaders, we were like, wow, we could be such good friends with you guys if we had the chance to. And so when we left, it was actually the Friday, and we were all at the pool because it was swim day. And so the entire time we were just having a blast, trying to make it the best last day ever. And then at the end of the day, when the camps were leaving, Tony had all of the work group, all of the Freedom Camp work group people stand in a line, and everyone would come to us and give us hugs and shake our hands and say bye, and all the street leaders would take selfies with us and exchange information. And we were heartbroken, but it was so nice. And then all the kids filed onto the bus, and we were shaking their hands through the windows, and the street leaders were taking pictures of our entire team. And then the bus drove away, and they were singing the Camp Freedom songs that we all knew. And we were honestly brokenhearted watching the bus turn around. But I think I can say on behalf of the entire Freedom team, we were so happy that we were so sad, because we had met the most amazing people, and we were just so happy to have been able to go. So again, thank you guys so much. It was honestly amazing. Thank you.
Hi, guys. So our kids have done a really good job of giving you little glimpses of our time in Camden. Anyway, so yeah, our time in Camden was amazing, but there were 3 days afterwards where we were in New York. And that time in New York was great for us. It gave us a time to debrief and just be together and relax, because those 2 weeks in Camden were intense and hard and so much fun and absolutely amazing. And I spent most of it counting kids. And still continue to count kids in New York. Anyway, I almost missed the impact that it had on our kids. I knew that they had a great time, and they worked so hard and did such amazing work. They were complimented by everyone, including street leaders, which is unheard of. And then when we were in New York, we were biking in Central Park, and Beth was a little bit off. And I got permission from Beth, don't worry. And so it was okay, Beth, what's going on? And she turns to me and starts sobbing and is just I don't love New York as much as I want to, because I miss Camden. And it was in that moment that it was no, this was an impact on our kids, and it was an impact on me. And so I just want to really thank you guys. Thank you for helping us get there and for giving us your support. And thank you to my team. I am so proud of them. And yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for letting me feel part of that.